Welcome,
welcome,
welcome. This is WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
And we are
Em's Music Hour.
With your hosts,
Morgan
and Minna.
The Em's, respectively.
Oh, duh.
So,
listen.
When we were crafting the episodes.
Mm-hmm. Do tell, Morgan. We said jumping right into it. No intro for you guys. Tonight, this is what's happening.
Tonight, yes. So, we are calling this 90s new wave, but it's not 90s. We're taking a little trip back to the 80s again because I really wanted to play new wave because I love new wave. I think it's really cool. And we had too many 80s episodes or whatever.
So, yeah, it was definitely that. And it wasn't that we thought everything was in the 90s and then we realized it was the 80s. Yeah. That's not what happened. But there is some 90s. It's 90s/80s.
It is.
Like, let's be honest.
I do think that there's definitely a through line, guys. I promise she's there.
Don't worry.
Also, a little special announcement.
You guys should see the look on my face right now. I have no clue what Morgan's about to say.
Em's Music Hour was nominated for an Evie.
That is so true. And everybody cheered.
Yay! We totally didn't nominate ourselves.
No, we didn't. That's not what happened, Morgan. Yeah, our show got nominated for an Emmy. Yeah. We submitted two of our shows, mm-hmm. and one of them got picked, and that's super cool.
Yeah,
we are really proud of the work that we do.
We have,
here.
Yes, absolutely. And
we appreciate you guys tuning in.
We do honestly put a lot of hard work into the episodes. We do, if you go to our Instagram, we do a lot of graphic design work. Mm-hmm. We've craft these playlists like really, really thought out. We try to like have a decision to the way every song is on this playlist. We do a little research. Mm-hmm. Like, we do put a lot into the show, and like, it is something I'm really, really proud of. I love being in the studio with Minna. I think it's so great.
And what if I cry? Yeah, Morgan is, you know, she my guy. Like, yeah. At the end of the day, you're my guy. I can't imagine doing any of this without her. It wouldn't mean anything. And I just, yeah, the two of us doing this has been, like, genuinely one of, like, my favorite experiences here at Emerson. And so I'm just ever so thankful for it. And thank you guys for listening. And doing this is just, like, yeah, such a joy. We, like, put genuinely so much effort into this. And it's not because we have to. Like, we could just sit on here and, like, talk if we really wanted to. But we want to share music history with you guys, mm-hmm. because we care about it and you do too. And
absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, that's our little spiel. Tune into the Evies and see if we win Best Radio Program.
Uh-huh. And we will. No. No, all the respect to the other radio shows.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
We love you guys so bad. But yeah.
So to kick us
off. So we're kicking it off with Enjoy the Science by Depeche Mode, because obviously that is like the new wave song. Mm-hmm. So here y'all go.
Have fun.
needed is here in my arms. Words are very.
So that was Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode and West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys. Guys, I love that song so bad.
I was looking up the Pet Shop Boys in between all of this.
Yeah.
And this picture of them as the first
one is so funny.
I'm going to describe to you what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
This is a picture of the two of them in all white attire and like these big white chunky glasses. And one of them is wearing a cap that says boys.
No, and they still dress like that because look at the picture of them now.
This is awesome.
They're so cool.
They're silly and funny.
I love the Pet Shop Boys. I was just telling Mina the story, but so my mom gave me, so my mom and I have very similar music tastes. We just always have. It's something that we've always connected over. And she gave me one of her CDs, and it was a Pet Shop Boys CD, and it happened to be this album. And I was like, oh my God, this has one of my favorite songs ever on it. And I put it in the car, and this track comes on. you cannot understand a single word of it because she played it so often that like it's like worn down for that track, like skips and like words cut out. And I was like, you know what, Beth? Me too.
Beth said, play it back. Yeah.
She said,
play it reverse, rewind,
and
flip it.
Do it again.
Just like the Timothée Chalamet audio was. Oh, God. Oh, I can't remember. Whatever. Jenna, if you're listening, you could remember it.
Yes, exactly. That's from Wonka, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flip it in reverse. Yeah, whatever he says. Anyways, yeah, it's that. That was Beth.
So cool. For a little bit of history, because that's what we do here. So New Wave originated in Britain and the UK. So a lot of the rising artists were British, even in America. And a lot of the reason why New Wave really came out during this time was because there was all that rise in technology that we've discussed all throughout, mm-hmm. you know, except instead of being like production level and like that kind of stuff, this was very like synthesizer, like production level, like mm-hmm. but instead of being very like rock sounding. And it came from people wanting to bring back the punk sound, and they didn't like the like hard rock kind of sound. Like they were just like people weren't aligning with it. So and MTV, you know, really was able to give them the visual style that came with New Wave. So I don't know. It was definitely an act of rebellion against what they thought like commercial music was at the time.
Yeah.
And it influenced, you know, like a lot of really cool sounds that just like hadn't really been around before. But like, you know, like funky rhythms, you know, you got like really cool guitar riffs, the use of like electronics and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I do think that this was one of the first times where there was a very like there was a big through line with what the visual style was of all the different artists.
Agreed.
You know, because like obviously there was like there is like aesthetic choices that went with different genres before, but this was one where like everyone was doing funky stuff and it was just like universal, and it wasn't like we went to what is that club Man Right in Cambridge does a New Wave night, and like people were dressed up to match the aesthetic, and it just like and it just like it fits so well because like everyone just knows that New Wave kind of aesthetic, which I think is super super cool.
I think it's super awesome. And also when I was learning a lot about like the origin of New Wave, it actually was like a lot of like radio people didn't know what to like categorize this like new like the new wave of artists. It basically was just like anybody who was up and coming and was using alternative and like undercurrent sounds. They were classified as New Wave, which is why like to begin with, if you like look into like the first couple like songs that were categorized as New Wave, they're not what we think of now. And so at first it was just kind of being like, ah, these are the up and comers.
Exactly.
And then it
like
very
the,
quickly
the
like
and everything.
And then very quickly it was like, you know, like very much taken over by like punk scenes and just like anybody that was in the undercurrent, and like it quickly like came up to
absolutely.
The surface. It's super cool.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, I think that is just like super telling of like the need for that like revamp.
Yeah, absolutely. I also think like on this playlist, we have a lot of artists who aren't one hit wonders, but this was a genre very saturated in the one-hit wonder, you know?
Well, because they were just played over and over again on MTV, but, like, these artists did have, like, careers outside of
the
one-hit wonders, which I think is interesting, which is different than our other, like, pop 80s girlies.
No, absolutely.
We were talking about earlier.
And as we were saying, you know, like, I don't know. I think it's a shame that, well, I think New Wave didn't die. It just changed its name and it changed its shape into, like, stuff like the Smiths and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that sound is still there. It's just not as intense as it had been in the 80s. So, I don't know. New Wave never really died, and some artists are definitely bringing it back today, which is super, super cool because it's a really, really cool genre of music. So, enough of our spiel. we're going to move on to the classic Blue Monday by New Order.
Yeah, we will.
Here you are. We'll be right back.
says she's petty and says leave for another day. I've got the spirit, lose a feeling, take the shovel away. Down the back stairs into no man's land. Lights are flashing, cars are crashing, getting frequent now. I've got the spirit, lose a feeling, let it out somehow.
Was Blue Monday by New Order and then Disorder by Joy Division. If we were smart and we had known prior, we would have
Which
played
we did.
Joy. Don't lie. I'm not going to lie on air.
No, I'm lying on air.
Okay. Minna knew, but I didn't, that Joy Division was actually formerly New Order. I didn't know that until I was reading the little like blurb Spotify gives me. I had no idea that New Order, that Joy Division became New Order.
Yeah, I also did not know.
I wonder why.
I'm going to break my lie, but like, yeah, I really had no clue, and that's
it's
pretty cool.
Really cool, actually. I wonder, like, what, why the rebrand?
I think they got into a fight, wasn't it? I like was reading a little bit, but I think they like did two, like one of the members like stopped getting along with the other members, and so here we are.
Death of Ian Curtis on 18th of May
1980. Dang.
So I guess that really would have put a damper on the group, huh?
Yeah. That would happen.
But why? Oh, I mean, I would imagine, I feel like if that were me, like, I do understand why the band, if the band members chose, I'm not going to read this article, but if the band members chose out of respect for him to, like, not continue on the name, I think that's really cool.
I think that's pretty cool, because there are so many artists that, like, still go on, like, after the bandmates, and that's, but, like,
and also, like, like Brendan Urie, for example, who keeps using the Panic of the Disco name,
even though
literally it's completely separate. Like
he is not Panic. It's like all the other. Anyway, whatever.
Exactly.
I will talk about Panic of the Disco.
Trust me.
No, because we're going to be discussing Panic of the Disco.
Just you wait
till
we get to our
our Tumblr and pop punk episodes. You guys are not even ready for the like beast we're about to unleash. It's like not even funny. But yeah,
that
and I was also thinking AC/DC because like AC/DC like hit like major fame right after their like lead singer passed away and like that first album. Like so it's pretty intense. And like, I don't know, I read a couple articles because when I went through my AC/DC hyperfixation, I had read a lot about how like the band was like really conflicted as to what to do because like they had, their name was just getting out there and they like, they couldn't spoil the momentum.
Yeah.
They had to replace him. And so that was how it went.
It's sad.
It's
sad to see it happen. Especially when it is someone like, you know, like your lead singer, because like as important as everyone is in the band, like they really are like the front person for that band. And it's just like, I can't imagine like deciding to go on the path with like a group of people and then to lose somebody like that. It's got to be so, so hard.
Yeah, very much
so. So, yeah, that was New Order and Joy Division. And we're going to move on to Mad World by Tears for Fears and Just Like Heaven by The Cure. Two very different songs, but here you go.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, fighting to live for their daily races, going nowhere, their tears are filling up their glasses.
yeah.
That was good.
Sing by Minna.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys want me to replace them? I think I should.
I think you should.
I think I should cover all of the albums and then you can all stream me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So yeah, Mad World by Tears for Fears, so cool. Covered so many times. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, dude. Because I forgot like who the main one was when we were growing up. But like it was a whole.
Yeah, it's been covered a lot.
It was on Riverdale. That's how widespread.
It also was in Donnie Darko. So
yes, that's so true.
That is a pretty good.
Got so many covers of the song. Yeah. I don't think I've actually ever listened to the original version. I was telling Morgan. Yeah. I was like, that's pretty crazy. Because I'm pretty okay with like original versions of covers, but for some reason this one has just been everywhere.
It's crazy because we all know the song mm-hmm. Mad World, but we don't know it from them, which is devastating.
Wow.
It's their track.
Everybody should have
too. Anyway, so yeah, and then we played The Cure.
Just like heaven.
We love The Cure. I love The Cure. So cool.
I love The Cure so bad. They were the people I was most excited to play today. That and I forgot who else I put. Oh, I put on the Sugar Cubes, which I'm excited about.
You did put on the Sugar Cubes.
This is for context. This is mainly Morgan because Morgan is our resident new wave expert. Yeah. But I'm trying to catch up. Morgan sent me her
new wave playlist
a while ago, and I've been trying to
Dark
study
Wave.
Up. Yeah, it's beautiful. That's a plug for Morgan's Spotify. please go find it. And you can be the other person that likes all her playlists.
Yeah, if the public service announcement, whoever out there keeps liking all my playlists, it's not for you.
It's not.
I'm about to make all my playlists on Spotify private. I don't know who found it.
But now I'm telling you all to go find them and like them and then really freak Morgan out because I want her to wake up tomorrow with like 12 likes of all of her playlists. So if everybody could go do that, that would be awesome. I think that would be really funny.
Anyway, yeah. So yeah, Cure is super cool. Do you have anything you want to say about the Cure, Minna?
Cure, awesome and cool. Yeah, I don't know. We were just talking about just generally like the way that every new wave artist chose a different aspect of new wave to like heavily lean into, which I think is really cool. Mm-hmm. And the Cure skews a lot more like classic rock-ish, like with just like in terms of just like tempo and like being more drum heavy. And then I would say the same thing with the Talking Heads, who we do not have today, but we have played before, so you guys can suck it up.
I'm sorry.
but yeah, I think that it's really interesting to see like even in how broad new wave is and like how streamlined the like aesthetic mm-hmm. is, how much like audibly, like how sonically it sounds like just incredibly different and the different like niches that like they clearly are.
And
like,
it's really cool when you look up like Spotify's playlist for New Wave, because when I was doing a little more research for the show, I was like amazed by how many songs were in the New Wave category, which I know we touched upon earlier, but it's just like, it is really, really cool to see just like how united music was, you know, making people who didn't feel like what they liked was being mainstream played. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think it's a really, really cool genre for that reason.
Yeah, agreed. I'm going to find the name of, like, this one synth player who played on, like, every single album in the, like, 80s new wave. I was, like, doing research, and I really should have written down his name.
Put some respect on
his
name.
And I will after we play these
songs. Yeah, we're
going to
play Sweet Dreams by The Arithmetics, then Girls on Film by Duran Duran. Guys, Sweet Dreams was one of my favorite songs.
Y'all are not ready.
When I was a small child, I used to request this song, and
this song like does something to me. Just like, okay, I respect every single film that has ever used this song in a soundtrack because it like visually does something to
you.
No, like,
it's so cool.
I don't know. It like really evokes like just crazy stuff. Like,
it is really a really, cool. really, really cool track. So yeah, here y'all go. A gift for you.
Enjoy.
Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them
that was Sweet Dreams by the Arithmetics and Girls on Film by Duran Duran. Two great songs back to back, dare I say. Big fans of both.
And I think you should dare to say.
Yeah, they're
don't want unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion,
actually,
guys.
I know this like super underground band.
Yeah. Duran, y'all ever heard of Duran Duran? They're so cool.
I'm going to make photocons of them.
No, guys.
My five songs.
Guys, go right now. Go look it up. Because, okay.
tell us, Morgan.
I have my manager at the EDC, Suzanne, best friend. she...
Suzanne, if you're tuned in.
I love you, girl. She's a huge Duran Duran fan. And, like, listen, I was like, yeah, Duran Duran, like, I know them from, like, a few songs.
I know them.
But when I'm making my collage for this episode, I was looking at Duran Duran. Tell me why they were fine.
Oh, I didn't speak on it. And you know what? And then Morgan showed me a picture, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would have made fan cards of them. I would have made fan cams. The little Timothy Chalamet playground edit. Yeah, that would have been them.
But with Duran Duran.
But with Duran Duran. BRB making that, actually. I have a list of edits to make, and that is one of them for sure.
She's moved up. Oh, she's been promoted to the top.
You've been promoted. You are now one of my elite employees.
Anyway.
That's on this music history show.
Don't you guys love it? That's what you're here for.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I love how all of these tracks are, actually. Yeah. Like, I'm going to go on like a quick
get
little,
up and
like,
dance.
They want to get up and dance.
Yeah, get, like, get up and dance tracks. Dance.
It's very true. I don't know. Like, I can just like, I can only imagine what the new wave clubs were like in like the 80s. That must have been super awesome. Well, but especially because it comes from like the punk scene. So I imagine that was like
people were like dressed up.
Yes.
That's the thing. It's like, it's not even the artists who were like bringing this like culture of like the aesthetics of dressing up. It was the fans as well, which I think is so cool because I would imagine like new wave clubs were very community driven, like
yes.
You regulars and, you know, like people who were just like wanting to get away from like, you know, like the MTV, you know, like one, you know, like the Madonna and kind of stuff going on of it all. And they wanted to listen to their silly little bands like Duran Duran and The Cure.
I actually think it's really awesome that like most of the genres that we've chosen, and this is on purpose for sure, but all of the genres that we've chosen to speak about are like so community driven and like just like so rooted in like certain like members of certain communities, like finding an alternative space, especially because like they felt as though like there wasn't a space for them.
Yeah.
And so especially with like, you know, MTV and all that jazz and like people felt like they weren't being heard of like what they wanted to listen to.
Yep.
They went and found their own spaces. And I can, and I'm not saying with certainty, but I can imagine like based on my own cultural context is that these like were probably spaces, like safe spaces for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Like,
people who, even like, even if you didn't like, obviously I'm sure a lot of them enjoyed the music, but I think like having that space where you can just go and you can just like dance around and just like be around people where you know you're safe.
Yeah.
Is super important.
Well, new wave coming from a punk and a glam rock like origin is super cool to me. Like, I don't know, we were talking about best friend Brian Eno.
Yes.
Thank you, best friend. Basically there was this band called Roxy Music in the 70s and they were part of like the glam punk scene. Mm-hmm. And then this synthesizer player, Brian Eno, he basically played synth on like all of the like glam rock stuff in the 70s
and then all of the 80s and all that kind of stuff. Super cool,
super awesome.
I mean, like, honestly, it's a shame that we don't hear about people like that, you know, because there is a, I would imagine that there, that's like pretty common. It's like once you like master an instrument like that, like
session musicians are a very specific like niche, and 1000% that has like been one thing that I think that like you can start to see like who are the people who are actually in the industry and who aren't.
Yeah.
Are the people who actually know the session musicians. Session musicians literally make the world go around.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, I mean, dude, okay, actually this is a crazy story. One of my Trader Joe's co-workers, because I worked at Trader Joe's, one of my Trader Joe's co-workers is a studio musician.
A
session guitarist. Yeah, he's a guitarist.
Very
and he
cool.
like, because one day I walk into the break room and he'd taken the guitar that was like hanging on the like wall, like off the thing, and he was like playing crazy stuff. He was like, yeah, I played for this band and this band, and it's all like indie rock bands like now, and like I wish I could remember which ones they are, but I was like, I remember being like, you're
That's
kidding.
So cool.
Because it's such a specific niche, and like I definitely think that like, this is probably the period of time where like it definitely like was on the rise, and like we like, have artists that are really like shaping entire
sounds.
Well,
especially because like we talked about the one hit wonder and like the, that kind of genre, like niche of music a lot.
Yes.
And I think like because these were like, you know, smaller bands and stuff, they needed to have like more of a group to like form them out, and like because this was such a big time of like heavy production, you needed more people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really cool, and I think it goes to say someone who's able to play well with bands, at like a bunch of different bands and stuff, because there's like so many different, like people have different like rhythms, they have different, you know, like what is the word?
Energy?
No. Like routines and stuff. Like, you know, I would imagine it's just like really different playing with every single different band. So I think that's really, really fascinating that people can just like pick it up like that.
Yeah, I wish I could remember what the documentary's name is. It's called like something feet from the mic or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, I watched it from one of my classes and it's all about the, oh my God, I'm going to find it. And like, we're going to talk about it. 7 feet from stardom, something like that. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to find it. But it's all about like the backup singers of like the '70s and stuff like that. And like that whole phenomenon. Very and then cool. It like goes into like, even like in more recent times, like the people who just like are not recognized in this industry. The people who have shaped entire genres.
So sad.
And don't get the credit for it. Yeah. It's super interesting. Oh, do get the credit, but like, aren't
they
as well
do, but
recognized.
Like not in the same way.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
Yeah.
As the main acts. Anyways.
So yeah. We're gonna, we are doing bad on time. I just looked at the time.
Me and the girlies, when we yap, we have things to say. Anyways.
Guys, you tune in, not for the music, for us to yap, honestly, like on a real level. So we were gonna play with Videvo, but I'm gonna move them down on the list.
Okay,
guys. And I'm gonna move up Love My Way by Psychedelic Furs and Woo-hoo. Birthday by the Sugar Cubes, because I would argue those are more important. So here we go. Sorry, Devo, y'all are great, but not
Love
here.
Love you forever. Bye.
Not enough.
sorry we had to cut both of those short. Great tracks, but unfortunately we are running out of time limit. So
Nate, like genuinely, like somebody should start tallying how often we, I don't think we've done a single episode like where we've gone through our entire playlist.
No.
Yeah.
No. But you know what? We post the playlist for you.
Yeah.
So you can.
And you guys all pay attention to them, right?
Yeah.
Anyways.
So yeah, this has been our 80s/90s new wave episode. Hope you enjoyed it. This was my non-negotiable episode when we were planning out the episode. So I'm so glad it made it in, and I'm so glad y'all
got to
listen to it.
And I'm so glad this is non-negotiable because this is awesome and everybody should appreciate all these songs.
Yeah, yippee! Absolutely. So yeah. This has been
WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
You've listened to Em's Music Hour for the past hour. And yeah.
And that's about it.
And that's all we got
to
say.
And we're going to send you off with a couple songs because we didn't get around to them.
Yeah, we're going to play a little Heaven or Las Vegas by the Cocteau Twins and then Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol. But you're going to get just a taste of both.
Yep. And be ready for literally a sprinkle.
Yes.
And then it's over.
A little flavor for
a
you.
A little flavor. All right. But yeah, we love you all. Thank you guys for tuning in as per usual. Yeah, this is an Evie nominated show now.
Yeah, so you better tune in.
Yeah. All right. We love you guys. Ya.
Someone else's pocket, then make a slip. Steal a car, go to Las Vegas. Rise without a face, such a human waste. Rise without.